You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. I'm Jill Riley, and I have a guest in the studio. Shirley Manson of Garbage is with us. Garbage played recently at Mill City Nights in Minneapolis, and they've got a new record that they're touring on, Not Your Kind of People. So it's been a while since a Garbage record has come out. You've probably heard us spin Blood for Poppies. Shirley, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Minnesota.
Thank you.
How long has it been?
It's been a long time. I don't honestly know professionally how long ago I was last here. I was last here for a wedding, actually, which was about 5 years ago.
So do you have any favorite memories of playing shows in Minneapolis? Are there any that stick out to you?
Well, I think if my memory serves me well, this was where we played our very, very first show at 7th Street Entry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend who said I was at that 7th Street Entry show.
So this is where it all began. It's all Minneapolis's fault.
That's great. So we've been wondering, where have you guys been? It's been a while since you've put out a record. It's kind of hard to ask the question, what have you been doing for 6 years? Because I don't know if you have that kind of time to sit and tell me about the last 6 years of your life.
Well, I could, but I think every single listener would switch off. But, you know, to cut a long story short, we just took some time off because we had gotten really tired of touring. And
it wasn't that the band broke up.
No, we never broke up. We just took some time off, and that time just spread. And we, all of a sudden, we found ourselves 6 or 7 years out and going, oh my God, if we're ever going to make another record, we better do it soon before we're all in the old people's home. So
who called who? I mean, when did you guys decide to make a record?
I bumped into Butch at a funeral for a friend. And I guess because of how we felt that day, we were very sort of emotional. And I was just like, you know, I want to make another record. And he said, so do I. And I was like, okay, well, you call Duke and I'll call Steve and let's do it. And I think we were in a studio a couple of weeks or about a month later. Everybody was ready, so which was wonderful.
It's not only the fault of Minneapolis, where you had your first show, but also Madison, Wisconsin, really where it started for you guys, recording at Smart Studio. Did you go back to Madison to make this record, or where did you make it?
We didn't, because, you know, Butch and I both live in LA now, so we made it actually at my husband's studio in Atwater Village in Los Angeles, just for practical reasons, for financial reasons, you know. I'm sure if we'd had the finances, we would have flown everybody over to Smart. But no, we made it in LA, and we made it pretty quick, actually, for us, and it was a joyful adventure, which was great. It was exactly how we wanted it to be.
Do you guys feel like everything just sort of fell back into place? Did you pick up where you left off?
Yeah, we did. It was crazy. I think everyone expected it to feel a little more foreign than it did, but we saw each other and just started laughing. And I don't know, it was like no time had passed at all.
You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current, in the studio with Shirley Manson. I was going back through my CD collection, and I was trying to think of, you know, I haven't had my Garbage CDs out in so long. I mean, I play them on the radio, but it was kind of nice to find the first couple records I listened to on repeat, you know, when I was in high school. And what have you noticed about your audience when you've been on this tour? Is it people like me who are, you know, started with you at the beginning, or do you find that you have some new fans?
Yeah, of course we have new fans. You know, I mean, sometimes, particularly down the front, there's normally a whole line of young kids. But yeah, I mean, we've had fans, as you said, that have stuck with us since the very, very beginning. So it's a very eclectic crowd, you know, to be honest. And there's no real uniform. And we have fans as young as, you know, 13, 14-year-olds to our oldest fan, who proclaimed himself to be 82 years old, which I take as a personal triumph, because it just seems to me super cool that some 82-year-old dude is listening to something that we wrote and it has some value in his life. I think that's really cool.
All right, well, let's talk some more in just a moment, but let's go back to that first record and give a spin to Stupid Girl. What do you have just of memories of making that song?
Well, the thing that,
that
I remember
share,
most
maybe.
About it is I would sing a stupid girl, because I came from Scotland, so I said girl. I don't say girl. Mm-hmm. I say girl.
Sure.
And the band kept on saying, you know, it's sounding great. It's sounding great, but can you say girl? And I'd say, I'm saying girl. Yeah, but can you say girl? I'm saying girl. And it just went on and on and on until eventually I finally clicked. I could hear it, you know, but it took forever and we couldn't communicate because of just the way that I was programmed and they were programmed. It was really funny.
But it's still, when I sing along with the song, it still has sort of the two syllables
You know, oh, trust me,
it compared
draws
out
to,
and it has the two syllables.
Compared
that's
to the way
that we sang it.
As a Scottish person, I don't know, like, people make fun of me now because I do say girl. Mm-hmm. I don't say girl anymore. And people take the piss out of me at home in Scotland. They go, you're so American.
Well, let's take a listen. We'll talk some more with Shirley Manson. Stick around with The Current's Morning Show. You're listening to 89.3 The Current. Shirley Manson of Garbage is in the studio. And Garbage just played a show at Mill City Nights in Minneapolis. Shirley Manson, again, welcome back to the Twin Cities.
Thank you.
So you've got a new record, Not Your Kind of People. This is why you guys are touring. Now, when you first got together to make this record, to write this record, you know, was there any sort of intention on touring, or did you just kind of want to see where it went?
We just wanted to make a record together. We had no real idea of what we could do with it or if indeed anybody would care. So we just decided we wanted to make a record, and then the rest just sort of fell into place. I mean, it was kind of nutty. I mean, we've now been on the road for a year. It's not really a new record at this point. This is our last few weeks of touring, and we're about to make another record. But we were shocked that we have been able to go all over the world and tour and have amazing gigs. And it's just been a dream come true, to be honest. And that's all down to the fans' loyalty and, I guess, interest in the band, which has been amazing.
In our first segment, you mentioned how when you got back together, you know, everything was falling into place for you guys, mm-hmm. even though it had been, what, 6 or 7 years since you made the last record. What do you feel like you were doing different this time around? Because you have your own label this time.
We do. What we did differently was we didn't need to pander to anybody else's interests. With the last record that we made, it was very fraught because the record label wanted us to go and write with hip hop writers. And we love hip hop and we admire a lot of the writers, you know, that are out there. And it had nothing to do with their talent or their abilities, but we just felt it was really phony. You know, for us to try and write a song to please the taste of radio of the day, we just didn't feel had anything to do with our authenticity as artists, and we just didn't want to do it. And because we didn't want to do it, the record company were like, all right, fine. Okay, then we're washing our hands of you. And they just sort of threw our record out without any support, and it went top 10 all over the world, but then had no support to then maintain that. And we just felt really frustrated and felt really sort of taken for granted. And we were like, you know, why would you not support a band that brings your record in at number one, like in some cases number one in the world, and you're not going to give us any support? What's that all about? And it was frustrating and it made us crazy. And this time round, we were like, we had no expectations because we knew that we were funding it all ourselves and that maybe nobody would care, but we were doing it on our terms. And everything that has happened to us, we've been in control of, and we haven't had to go and deal with any sort of obstructiveness or disinterest, and that feels good.
I saw your performance recently on David Letterman, mm-hmm. and you performed the song Battle in Me, which is from the latest record, Not Your Kind of People. And I thought it was really cool that David Letterman pointed out the fact that you had made your TV debut on Letterman. So what was it like to be back on Letterman?
It was cool. I mean, it's always cool to play, you know, his show. And I think we enjoyed it. And he was very sweet to us. And he did point that out. And I think it really hit home that, wow, you know, he said this, they've been going for 17 years. We were like, wow, it's crazy, you know, because one minute you're like the new band on the block. And the next minute you're like, whoa, we have a career. My God, we're so lucky. I think we just have felt really aware of how lucky we are.
I'm talking with Shirley Manson of Garbage. You're listening to The Current's morning show. Record Store Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I get really excited about. On our morning show, we have a feature called Random Vinyl. Cool. We play a record each and every morning. And you guys have something special cooked up for Record Store Day this year?
We do. We have a very special edition 10-inch vinyl on mint green vinyl, which is so gorgeous. And we recorded a cover version of Because the Night, the Bruce Springsteen, Patti Smith penned song, with Marissa Paternoster and the Screaming Females, a band that we went on tour with last year and we just fell in love with them. And in a different climate, I think we all believed that the Screaming Females would be massive. It was just exciting to be able to do that with them, and it's going to come out on Record Store Day and we're excited about it. I mean, I was always a big vinyl kind of freak, and I still love getting home with my husband every now and again and going, let's get really wasted and listen to vinyl. And we sit in our den with the dog and the record player and listen to records and, you know, just have an amazing night. And there's something very special about listening to music on vinyl. I know it sounds really pompous and boring to those who maybe don't indulge in it, but there is something really magical about the pause just before you hear the grooves and you hear the needle on the vinyl and then you hear the music begin. And I don't know, there's just something erotic about it. I don't know what to tell you.
And it's not just the sound. You know, if you're a real audiophile, you'll talk about the sound of digital and the sound of analog. But how often do we sit in a room with human beings and dogs
it's the
or
communal,
cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how often does that happen anymore?
Yeah, there's something magical about whatever the chemistry is between the music and you and whoever you're listening with. There's something happens. You know, there's a universe created, and that's magical. You're in that bubble together, and it's, yeah, it's great.
And when you take the record out, and it's kind of the musty smell on the inside. It's just,
yeah, there's a smell, and then there's just, yeah, when you slip it out, and you have the dust cover, which has usually got a lot of artwork or lyrics, and you can pour over that, and you fall into a different world. I really miss, I think, out of everything, not being as audiophilic as everybody else. I mean, I love the artwork and being able to hold a big lyric sheet and pour over the lyrics and see how they're laid out. Because sometimes lyrics read differently depending on how they're printed, you know. I know it sounds boring to a lot of people, but it's something I just get off on.
I think a number of people listening do as well.
Of course.
We've got some good music heads that are listening to The Current. We'll look for that coming up. Record Store Day is April 20th this year.
Yeah, support your local independent record store.
All right.
Just do yourselves a favor.
You're listening to The Current, and I'm talking with Shirley Manson of Garbage. And you're listening to The Current's morning show. Shirley Manson, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
And again, come back to Minneapolis, St. Paul anytime.
I will.
Anytime. the latest record, because it came out just about a year ago, mm-hmm. from Garbage, Not Your Kind of People. Garbage, they're on tour supporting that record. And let's go out with one of the songs from it. And this one was the song that you guys just performed on Letterman called Battle in Me. Can you tell me a little about this song?
It was the first song we wrote off this new record of ours. It was when we were jamming on this song that I was like, okay, we've still got it. We're going to be okay. Because I just was like, this is exciting to me. This sounds fun.
When you said everything was falling back together, was it the band jamming on the song and you kind of coming up with the lyrics on the spot? Is that how it still works for you?
Every song is different, but in this particular case, on this song, that's exactly how it happened, yeah.
All right, Shirley, happy travels. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Now that you're almost done with the tour.
Yeah.
You're listening to 89.3 The Current.